B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
And it's time now, for a little playback. And today's playback, you ready?
How's everyone doing?
Yeah, Nick. Let's throw back to week 9, 2013 Eagles Raiders.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
November the 3rd, 2013, 4:05 kickoff. Notice, 4:05 kickoff. Completely regional because the Raiders sucked. Oakland Coliseum is the place. Chris Myers and Tim Ryan on the call.
That's the worst part about this.
Hey, Stick.
Falls.
Touchdown. Falls.
The guy breaks the record. He's like, oh, there it is. Yeah, 7.
I hate Chris Myers.
He stinks.
Oh, my God. He's terrible. Hate him. But anyway, let's get it started. Eagles win the toss, but decide to kick off. Let's start with the opening kickoff from that Alex Henery.
The Eagles won the coin toss. They decided to kick off to start, so they want the ball to start the second half. Tywan Jones back in the end zone, set up to return for the Raiders. Oakland trying to get to 4-4. They were 3-4 last year and wound up with a 4-win season. The Eagles trying to get to 4-5. Week 9 is happening in Oakland. Eagles and Raiders. Jeremy Stewart takes it out of the end zone and gets up across the 17-yard line as a flag is thrown on the play.
As a flag is thrown on the play.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that just, you know, he can stay on the sideline and do his sideline reports. I'd be okay with that. Just stay there.
Yeah, whatever. All right. But before we start with the Nick Foles fun, Raiders, are you ready? 3-16. They have a 3rd-and-16 with Terrell Pryor at quarterback. Terrell Pryor's a quarterback. That's how bad they were.
He's a better receiver than a quarterback.
My God, Terrell Pryor. I misread this, too. I thought you were going to say they have a 3-16 record on Terrell Pryor. Anyway, through the 3rd-16, Terrell Pryor, quarterback, he breaks loose. But how about who forces the 4th down? Remember that, Nate Allen? That's right, Nate Allen.
Terrell Pryor, big tall guy. The Wolf gets up in the air and bats it down and forces a 3rd and long, an area where the Raiders have really struggled. This is where Philadelphia wants to get him in these 3rd down, long down and distance situations. Rashad Jennings comes in as the running back. Pryor hesitates. He's in trouble here. And he's got room. Run out of bounds on the other side of the field. He did a lot of running before Nate Allen ran him down. But now it's 4th down.
He did a lot of running, Judas.
Yeah. Terrell Pryor actually had a 3-7 career record with the Raiders. So 3-16, not close. Or that's pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had the 3, right?
There you go. It could be good. No matter what it was. Anyway, Eagles on offense, 1st time. And here's vintage Chip Kelly. Oh, we haven't done a Chip Kelly game yet. Chip Kelly, up-tempo offense. Take a listen. You ready? 4 consecutive plays. And on a 3rd and 13, Foles to Jeff Mayle.
Yes.
Starts it. Take a listen to this thing.
3rd and 13 for Nick Foles. Fires and caught at the 32 and knocked down right away. Good enough for an Eagle. 1st down. Jeff Mayle, who's part of the rotation of receivers behind Riley Cooper and DeSean Jackson. A 20-yard gain. Foles with a pump fake and flips it out to LeSean McCoy. Blockers in front. He's down inside the 20. It's another Eagle 1st down. That was something. Even the guys moving the chains are having trouble keeping up with the pace of this Eagle offense. But Nick Foles, that's what his coach wanted him to do. Said, grip it and rip it. Don't overthink things.
He grips it and decides not to rip it. Just checks it down to the screen to LeSean McCoy. Very good in space.
After a 13-yard pickup, a quick Jackson downhill to the 10-yard line. Boy, what a frantic pace. From the 2-yard line, McCoy's the back. Cooper and Avant, bottom part of your screen. Here comes a flag. Pass end zone, touchdown Eagles.
Wow. Are you kidding me, dude? You forgot about that lightning strike Eagle offense. Is that wild?
Yeah, I thought they were going to win a Super Bowl, Chip.
That guy looks pretty sad.
I was so fired up.
I did too, dude. I did.
Nobody can stop this. Get Mariota.
I know. Well, I didn't want Mariota. But, yeah, other than that, I was all bored. Raiders able to come back with a field goal. So now it's 7-3 Birds back on offense. Eagles start to drive down the field again. But do you remember Bryce Brown? Bryce Brown, who is a man who kicked everything to the outside. He had speed to get to the edge, but that's all he did was try to throw everything, bust out everything to the edge. Here he is, successful against a bad Raiders defense.
Terrell Pryor already at 107 yards. It's close to what he's been averaging on the year, about 176. And off to Brown again, and Bryce Brown is loose on the sideline. Gets at the 25 of the Raiders. Huge hole right up the gut. You got two defensive tackles. You got the center uncovered. So he's got a free running lane right to the middle linebacker, Nick Roach. And that's the first 20-yard run the Raiders have given up all season.
Wow. Yeah, so he said right up the gut, but he did run up the gut and then cut to the outside.
Dude, that's what he did all
And he always
the
stuck
time.
The ball out. He never tucked the ball.
Oh, he's carried like a loaf of bread. Oh, it was awful, man. It was awful. Anyway, Bryce, though, gets 32 yards. Eagles in Oakland territory. A few plays later, Nick Foles, his second touchdown of the game. This time, to hold your nose, Riley Cooper.
It's third and five from the 17. Foles for Riley Cooper. End zone, touchdown. Foles with two touchdown passes, and the Eagles with a chance to go up 14-0. He casually floated it for Cooper.
Casually floated it to Cooper. Amazing. Nick Foles, two touchdowns on the day, wide open. Raiders secondary sucks. Eagles forced the Raiders to punt on their next drive. And on the first play from their own 37-yard line, DJ Hayden falls down and falls back, holds your nose, to Riley Cooper again.
Right now the Eagles go first down at their own 37. Foles is airing it out for Riley Cooper. He's got it. That's a touchdown, Eagles. DJ Hayden fell down, and there are no flags. 63 yards. Foles to Cooper. Like, DJ Hayden is getting hung out to dry there. Playing outside leverage, you would think that he's expecting help in the middle of the field. Brandon Ross goes one way to safety. Charles Woodson bites up the other way, and there is nobody in support for DJ Hayden. Perfect throw.
Perfect throw, Judith.
Yeah, man. He hit him on the money. He could have thrown an incompletion.
That's three for Nicky Six. Still the first half. Raiders find a way to score a touchdown. Something. It's 21-10. Now, here we go. We're going to save some time. And we're going to give you more of the Nick Foles highlights. Next drive for the Eagles. Vintage Kelly. You ready? Four straight plays. Foles down the field. He goes.
Foles has all day, and DeSean Jackson has the catch for a first down. Mike Jenkins covering him, but they hustle to the line. A 17-yard completion when they needed 16 on third down, and the calm and the cool of Nick Foles.
Well, they only rushed three, that being the Raiders, so Foles had all day to throw. Interesting, DeSean Jackson had that much space around him with eight guys in coverage. That's too easy.
Bryce Brown checks in. Foles on the move and open, complete to Sean Jackson. And stays inbounds.
Well, you got to be impressed with the mobility of Nick Foles to buy himself some time with his legs. Of course, a huge trend in pro football right now. You got to have a quarterback that can move. Nobody thinks of Nick Foles as a mobile quarterback. He's been doing some good stuff with his legs.
On second down, he's caught. It's at the Raider 50. Charles Woodson had to run him down.
Tell you, a huge number today for the Raiders. With all these screens, all these perimeter throws, you've got to tackle in space.
And already 300 yards of offense for the Eagles. And they haven't hit the half yet. McCoy splits out as a receiver, top of your screen. Foles looking in the end zone. Throws there. Touchdown, Eagles! Zach Ertz, the rookie from Stanford.
Wow. How about that? Zagert, the rookie from Stanford, shooters. You love that? That.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's continue. The Raiders wound up scoring against 28-13 to start the second half. Eagles with the ball, remember, because they deferred, and they don't miss a beat. They get all of a sudden, they're at the Oakland 25-yard line, and here's Nick Foles' fifth touchdown pass of the game.
And that is so hard for a defensive player. You want your strike zone to be low, but as your helmet slides up and hits the helmet of the quarterback, it becomes helmet to helmet.
Wide open, LeSean McCoy dashing to the end zone. Touchdown, Eagles. A 25-yard touchdown catch and carry. And Nick Foles has five touchdown passes today.
And Dennis Allen knows it. This up-tempo, this high energy, this fast-paced offense forces your defense into mental errors. Nobody covered LeSean McCoy.
Touchdown, first down, get down.
Oh, McCoy dashing.
Prancing and dancing.
So out.
Me too. Sticks. Anyway, Shady in the end zone. Raiders back on offense. 3rd and 4. You know, high scoring game. Eagles looking to finally get a 3 and out. How about this? Vinny Curry with the sack. Vinny!
You know, you asked me at the start of the show today before the game and what's been the problem with this Philadelphia offense and no touchdowns over the last 2 weeks and very simply said poor quarterback play. Now that is flipped a complete 180 today. Nick Foles, I mean, I don't know how you can be any better than Foles has been in this game.
You believe the quarterback play? Hey, Tim, how about the fact the Raiders' defense blows? All right. 3 plays later, Birds. Let's go number 6 for Nick. This time, beautiful. It's a 46-yarder. To the man we hope to see this season, D-Jax.
Foles is going deep sideline. Deshaun Jackson is alone for a
Hopkins right to the ground. Foles to Deshaun Jackson. Gets the look that he wants out on the perimeter. Foles one-on-one. Mike Jenkins falls down. Deshaun Jackson doesn't. Easy touchdown. Another perfect throw from Nick Foles. That's two big plays for touchdowns we've seen against this Raider defense today where the defender has fallen down.
How bad it, dude? They can't stay on the field. They can't stay on their feet. Forget about it. Eagles back on offense again. Foles buzzing, looking for the record. Before he gets here, he's got to get in the red zone. How about this one to Deshaun for 59?
Foles steps to throw. He's going deep for Deshaun Jackson. He's got it inside the 10. DJ Hayden was there, but Deshaun Jackson went up and got another great throw from Nick Foles. Great throw always beats good coverage, and it was good coverage by DJ Hayden. But the ability with those ball skills for Deshaun Jackson, awesome. Now they're hurrying up again.
Wow.
Ball skills, such a football man term.
Yeah.
Oh, great ball skills.
Classic. Well, this was tremendous. What a day for Nicky Six. What amazing, beautiful. Throwing dimes. And finally gets the record. He deserved the record. And he gets number 7. Two plays later, right here.
Foles has it. Throws end zone. Touchdown, Riley Cooper. That's 7 for Nick Foles. 7 touchdown passes today. And that equals an NFL record. His coach said this week, don't overthink. Rip it and rip it. Ripped it into the end zone 7 times against the Raiders.
He has been spectacular. Riley Cooper is going to come all the way from the right side of your screen, 14. He's just going to blow right through the back door of this zone with Brandon Ross and Foles off the run. Again, another perfect throw.
Rip it and rip it, Andrew.
Uh-huh.
Rip it and rip it.
God.
All right. There was the that was the last Foles highlight of the day because Foles was out, and shortly after he exits the game, in comes, you remember, Matt Barkley,
4th round pick
out of USC. Why the hell would the Eagles take Matt Barkley? I had the same reaction. Like, Matt Barkley stinks, got no shot, and I basically had the same reaction. He's a really good college player, right?
Right.
And basically, Jalen Hurts is Matt Barkley. Just say. Except Taylor Hurts can move. Matt Barkley doesn't do much, so let's show you some love for the defense. How about Terrell Pryor getting picked by that Bradley Fletcher?
Second down, 15 from the 30. Behind and intercepted. Went off the hands of his receiver, and Bradley Fletcher has it all the way up to the 45-yard line.
Well, this will show up as an interception. This will show up as a pick for Terrell Pryor, but this is on his receiver, Rod Streeter.
Rod Streeter, you remember him?
Yeah. He's a deep threat, right? Quote, unquote.
Yeah. He was. He's a good play, though. No good. Classic. Let's keep going. Next series for the Raiders, third down. They stall on another sack. Bye. You ready for this guy? The Angry Bird, Michael Kendricks.
On third down, Pryor is on the run. There's a lot of room in front of him, but he wants to throw it. It'll be fourth down. Michael Kendricks, finally, from Herbert Hoover High School in Fresno, California, finally ran him down.
Great sack call. He's got room to run. Wants to throw it. Brought down by Kendricks.
And then finally, let's give some love to Connor Barwin, shall we? Because the Raiders get the ball back again. Another turnover. This time, Connor gets it.
Come up cleanly? Yes, he did. Connor Barwin
was back there for the deflection and interception. We might see Nick Foles get that record yet.
Huh?
No, he was already out, guy.
Oh, my God. How bad is that?
Yeah, he's pretty bad.
He stinks. Absolutely stinks.
There's one highlight. He had the wrong score.
Really?
Yeah,
he's terrible. My God.
That's 14-0 Eagles. It's like, nah, it's 14-10.
Yeah, actually, it's nothing, buddy. Yeah, he stinks. Classic, though. Classic birds, cuz. What do you think? That was fun, man. Nicky Foles.
Yeah.
Nicky Foles was awesome.
I had such high hopes. We were all duped. Yeah. We were all duped.
Yeah. Well,
touchdown, first down, get down.
For him, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he was a one-trick guy. That was the problem with him, right? One trick.
Yeah, his defense is gassed.
I mean, you know, it was all he was.
And they still gave up like 20 points in this game, right? Because they moved down the field so fast.
I mean, it was just a flawed way of doing things, right? I mean, when you think about it, how stupid was that? Was it? It was just dumb. You can't do that to your defense. You can't. I used to think about Billy Davis. I used to talk to Billy Davis. Everybody, and it's a sin. People hated him, but it wasn't his fault. You try to. I'm not saying he was, you know, Jim Johnson,
right.
But you try having to be a defensive coordinator of that team, right? You know what's funny? I mean, a certain friend of mine who was actually came on the market unexpectedly. I was so happy he didn't take the job. Because he could have been the defensive coordinator there.
Ah, yes.
And I was like, dude, just say, I was excited for him. He was like, nah, I need to take a step back.
Yeah, I mean, you can teach scheme on defense, but you can't teach, like, hey, don't be exhausted. Right? It's like, yeah, I'm sorry that.
You were talking about leaving your defense on the wilt.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, yeah, come on, dude.
Can we get this out of the way?
He's the worst.
He was. He was terrible, man. He really was. He stunk. But that offense, though, before teams were able to come, you know, he was able to do that. All right, real quick, before we get back to it, we're going to take a quick TO, come back. I want all your phone calls. I need Friday Fivers.
Yes.
Where's my Friday Fivers, man? We'll give you the questions again on the other side. And we got some NBA news?
Yeah, Shams Charania tweeted out the GM survey. They got the results that they did yesterday. 53% of GMs choose advancing directly to the playoffs. 27% resume for an abbreviated season with a play-in. There's 60%. This is a different option, obviously. 60% voted for a 72-game season. Another group, 83%, voted for 20 or more teams. So playoffs plus, so they actually, right. That's a majority. And then non-playoff teams are split on resuming the season.
Hmm. See, you see what Dame said? I thought Dame was very interesting.
I just saw him going back and forth with Orlovsky.
Orlovsky?
Oh, yeah.
Damian Lillard?
Yes.
All right.
We'll talk about
Dan Orlovsky?
Yes.
What?
Yes, there was beef yesterday, man.
Between those two?
Yes.
Dame and Dan?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Why didn't you tell me? I don't follow these Twitter wars. Oh, my God.
Dame took a shot.
At Orlovsky?
Yes.
Oh, I got to hear it. All right. That's coming up. Lots coming up. Don't go anywhere. Cuz Radio Tunis, 97.5 FM.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.